Doom do 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 doom do do. Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 39 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, plant friends. I am so excited to announce that this is going to be the beginning of a new series of episodes that will pop up occasionally on the show, very similar to my Plant Side Chats or the Plant Science series with Chris from The Sill. But this one is going to be all about planty businesses and climbing into the minds of the founders that create these cool planty companies that we all know and love and patronize. So my inspiration for the series comes from the response to episode 24 of the show, How to Start a Plant Shop, with Danae from Folia Collective. Before that episode, discussing the business side of plants on this podcast was something super interesting to me, but something I shied away from because part of me kind of thought I should just like ride the straight and narrow of just strict plant care episodes for you guys. But after that episode published, I was shocked and excited because it ended up being one of the most downloaded episodes in the entirety of the show. This excited me, friends, because it's something I want to learn about too. And I think in general, whether you have a planty business or maybe you're aspiring to have a planty business eventually, or if you're just a plant person that likes to buy plants, it's really fun to understand how these businesses work, peek behind the curtain, and kind of see the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into them. And it just helps us kind of value and understand who we're purchasing from, why we're purchasing, and what we're caring for. So from time to time, I'm going to be bringing on heads of planty companies to talk about how they built their brands and how they got here and how they can educate us to do the same. These episodes are aimed to inform you, to educate you, but also, plant friends, just to inspire you and to inspire us, because these CEOs and founders of these companies that we know and love, I mean, they're fighting the good fight. They're fighting to help us bloom and grow and become better plant people. I mean, what's better than that? So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Donna Letier, one of the co-founders of Gardenuity, as the second guest to join me to jam on the topic of growing a business like we grow our garden and the many business and garden parallels there are. And you'll be surprised how many we talk about. From the minute I started working with Donna several months ago, I knew this woman was just a female powerhouse with a really cool story to tell. And she just gives us piece after piece of holistic, awesome, planty business advice. But more than that, the thing I love about our conversation is there are really nuggets of wisdom in there for people in any type of job, because we talk business, we talk managing people, we talk customer service, but we do it all through the lens of plants, which just gives me all the feels. It's just a really fun, high vibe conversation, which I hope you enjoy. Donna, welcome to Bloom and Grow Radio.
So excited to be here.
Oh man, I am so excited to have you. You, I feel like, have just been like a wealth of information as we've been getting to know each other, and I can't wait to kind of pick apart and peek behind the curtain of all the amazing things you've accomplished with Gardenuity.
Well, I'm really excited to be here. I've loved listening to all your podcasts and watching all that you're blooming and growing.
Oh, I love it. So, you know, I want to just start off before we dive into how you build Gardenuity and all of those things. I'd love to get to know Donna a little bit as a plant person and hear about kind of your journey to finding plants in your life and what your maybe personal collection looks like.
Oh my gosh. My personal collection changes by the season.
Okay.
And I will experiment with everything. I mean, I live in a house built in 1936 and have a small patio. And in my backyard, I've harvested corn on the cob from our grow systems. And it is beyond exciting for me to be able to say, I grew that. And I was new into gardening when Julie and I started Gardenuity. But really about me, I'm a mom of two extraordinary kids, happily married, and every day discovering new things about nurturing others and nurturing myself, and how I can, you know, bring joy to everything that I'm doing, and I'm so lucky to be where I am and to be working with the people that I work with.
And that radiates, I think, for anybody who's ever talked to you.
Well, it's funny. I always say, in my next life, I want to be funny. I mean, I literally would rather be funny than skinny.
Oh, and my gosh.
I only think I'm funny kind of like I think I'm a good singer when I'm alone in my car. But, I think if you can bring humor and hustle to every day, you're in a really good place.
Oh my gosh, can that be a t-shirt that you guys sell? Humor and hustle?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. Do you have, I know you have the coveted outdoor space and a lawn, so I know you specialize in outdoor stuff, but do you have houseplants as well?
I do. I have some orchids that I've been very blessed with, and I've bought several houseplants. I obviously have a fig and love that, fiddly fig, and a couple of other ferns. And on our site, Garden Inspired Living, I've purchased some plants. I love the sill. I just like having living things around me. I think it's fun.
Right. It's such a beautiful reminder to just keep moving forward.
You know what? It is. It's if you just take that 30 seconds to water or whatever it might be, you're thinking about something and nurturing something else, and it kind of makes you unconnect from everything, even if it's just for a few minutes a day.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And do candles work that have great garden scents to them? That's kind of surrounding yourself with beautiful smells of nature, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny you say that because I have been loving the rosemary in my Gardenuity Grow Kit. And
oh, good.
I've found that I've been clipping it and like smelling it every morning when I have my like morning meditation on my balcony. And I was in Portland this weekend and I found myself going into every store trying to see if I could find a rosemary scented candle because I'm loving the smell so much that I'm like, if I could have a candle as well, like that would be the ultimate for my senses.
Well, it is good. I mean, I think surrounding yourself with those kind of senses. And of course, research shows that if you smell rosemary every day, it helps your short-term memory. So once Julie and I heard that, you should have seen us. We smell it every day.
Every day, just like sticking your face in rosemary.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. And it's really good if you put some in your bathtub at night. Really soothing.
Yes, I know. In addition to some eucalyptus salt. I've tried that because you gave me that tip. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
And also, can you let us know a little bit about you? I feel like have worn several really impressive hats as a businesswoman. So can you kind of take us through the journey of how you got to founding a company yourself?
Absolutely. You know, I have been really blessed. After college years ago, I had the opportunity to go to work for Neiman's. And back in the day, Neiman's was Neiman Marcus, right, in mm-hmm. Dallas, Texas. And I was just naive enough that on my third day of the job, and by the way, my office was in a dressing room. So, you know, I was low man on the totem pole. And I'm going to show my age by saying when they got me a spell check typewriter, I thought, well, I've arrived. This is about the coolest thing I've ever seen, right? And on my third day at work, I actually called Stanley Marcus, which I would never have the nerve to do now. But I said, I would really love to meet you. I've read your book. Would you go to lunch with me? And he graciously accepted. And it was at that lunch that he said to me and gave me some counsel that's been part of my business experience forever. And that is never forget what it's like to be the customer.
Wow.
Because if you figure out what it's like to be the customer, then you'll easily know what's right and what's wrong for the building a customer experience. And I think, you know, that used to be for brick and mortar, but mm-hmm. now take that. And if you think about what it's like to be the customer, what is it like when somebody discovers your website for the first time? What is the journey that you want to take them on? And technology now can help embrace the customer experience at every single touch point. So, yeah, I started at Neiman's and then spent some beautiful time in New York working for Barney's New York, and was lucky enough to work for MGM. So I, you know, had a great time in the film marketing arena, and then, you know, have been in retail ever since. So I really love the customer experience and customer transactions and making the connection. You know, now it's the connection to be helping people be able to say, oh, I grew that. Mm-hmm. Well, back in the day, it was, you know, helping them with the connection of, oh, this is the right thing for me, or, oh, these jeans really do make my bottom look littler, whatever it might
totally.
Be.
Totally.
It's really about that customer experience and curating what you want that customer experience to be. Because buying is emotional, right?
Mm-hmm. And plants are and plants are emotional.
Plants
too.
Are so emotional.
Yeah.
And, you know, Julie and I realized, Julie Eggers is my business partner. And, you know, for anybody listening who is either thinking about starting a job or has, you know, I think one of the magical things you absolutely must do is surround yourself with people smarter than you. And I've done that with our entire team. And Julie Eggers and I have worked together through various different brands for about 15 years. And she is brilliant. She's not only smart and intuitive, but we work really beautifully together. And I think that that is part of the magic of what you need. Nobody can build a business all by themselves. And I think it does take your entire support system to embrace what you're doing. And Julie and I have found that support system together.
I love that we're 10 minutes into this interview conversation and you've already like bestowed two huge pieces of incredible advice. Just listening to you talk, I was just like, oh yeah, I've thought so much about, especially with this episode, like what my listeners want to hear and how we can help educate on business and all this stuff. And then I'm like, oh wait, this conversation is like also incredibly helpful to me and is resonating like right down to my very core.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Because so I just want to like circle back for a minute and just like just remember one of the first things that you said, never forget the customer. That I feel like is so important. And it makes me think too, like with this podcast, never forget the listener and like always, because I think especially in the gardening, in any industry, but in the gardening industry, the funny part about being in plants for so long is you get all of this amazing knowledge. And sometimes the master gardeners or the people who have all the knowledge, when a newbie asks, there can be this kind of air of snootiness or like lack of inclusivity.
Yep.
But that's the beauty of, I feel like, what these new businesses like you guys are doing. You're remembering the person who's showing up to your website that has never grown herbs before. Or
right.
I'm trying to remember the listener who's listening for the first time who has just killed six houseplants and wanting to change. You know, like for anyone looking to start a business, I really feel like that's totally what it distills down to.
And, you know, I got to tell you, the parallels between gardening and business leadership are huge. I mean, it's about nurturing and it's about, you know, not harvesting too early and feeding with guidance when somebody needs it and being observant. And so, I think the parallels between plants and real life are just extraordinary.
Oh my gosh. Can we dive into a couple of those? I'd love for
Absolutely.
You to kind of elaborate on that. Harvesting too early just stuck out to me when thinking about a business. Like, what does that mean to you?
You know what? You can go in and let's say you plant some seeds and you think, okay, I read the package and it said there I'm going to see some sort of germination in 5 days. But if it's not the right soil, if it's not the right weather condition, if it's not the right timing, it might take somebody a little bit longer. So I think that, you know, you don't want to give up on somebody too early, but you also can recognize, you know what, this is not a fit. You know, I planted basil seeds in sand, and they need a little more nutrition than that. So I think that kind of being present is really important for plants, just like it's being important to be a really good leader. And I think that, you know, giving people the right environment to thrive is critical, just like it is for plants. I mean, house plants need the right amount of sun or lack thereof. Outdoor herbs or your fresh lettuce garden. You know, there are certain requirements that will help it thrive. And in today's world, you wouldn't hire somebody if you didn't have a computer for them, right? I mean, you just wouldn't. You wouldn't hire somebody if you didn't have a really solid onboarding practice so that they can be ingrained into the culture of the company that you're building. And I think it's just like that for plants. You know, you're not going to put something in a pot that you know will not drain. Right. You're not going to, it's just important to recognize the needs, the individual needs of the team member and or the plant.
I love that. So it's almost twofold in regards to hiring, but also in regards to your company. Like maybe someone might start a company thinking it's going to be profitable almost immediately or like, you know, in 6 months. And sometimes it's having the patience to kind of understand, okay, where did we, what can we shift? Like what nutrient can we change? What, or just it's, this is something that's going to take 8 months to grow to fruition, you know, or 2 years. But I loved the leadership and what you mentioned about how you use that kind of principle to kind of evaluate who you hire and who you bring onto your team. You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. Do you have any like tips or beliefs when it comes to interviewing and hiring and bringing people on?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know what? I think that culture matters. You can learn skills, unless it's a position of, you know, certain things that are, you know, I would say data analytics, but the people we have doing data analytics understand what the data is used for. Mm-hmm. You know, if I need somebody to just figure out some math equations for me every day and not understand the big picture, that's an easy position to fill. But to find people who understand where you are today and what it's going to take to get there and that you're going to have pivots and challenges along the way, that's when you know you have the right fit. And the best advice I got from one of my all-time favorite bosses in the entire world, a guy by the name of Jeremiah Murphy, right? He's mm-hmm. At Harvard. And he said, you got to be willing to exit. I mean, if somebody's not working out, if they're not the right fit, you got to edit. And edit with grace, but edit, because at the end of the day, it's better for them too. And so if, you know, putting a parallel to that with plants, you know, if you plant something and it really requires sun, but you thought, okay, I'm going to see if it'll work in this pot, in this corner that never gets any sun, It is not going to perform to its best ability. And so edit, you know, I mean, I think that's a hard thing to do. And women might have a harder time with editing. Oh, I can change them. Oh, I can make it work. Right. Sometimes it's just not going to work. So move on.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel like with women too, they immediately take it personally and say, oh, well, I'm not giving them what they need, or it's my fault, or something like that.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Speaking of women, I wanted to say kudos. One of my favorite things about you guys, besides like your amazing product, is you are two female founders who are friends, who are just like fighting the good fight. And you lead with kindness, even if you're leading with focus. How are you able to do that when you're the leader of, you know, so many people and moving this company forward?
I think some people would maybe say there are days I'm not as kind as I should be. But, you know, I've always led throughout my professional experience with certain things that I do every day. Or that I go into every experience with. You know, first, what we talked about, be your own customer. You know, I think that, you know, sell a product or service that you would want, and sell it to yourself every day, even if it's in the car or on your commute to work. How do you want to hear about your product or service? And I think you need to, you know, go into your business or to the day with the idea that you can change the world. And I think growing gratitude at every opportunity is a great foundation, right? I think that feed your passion, put yourself into situations where you're reminded about your why every day, and put those cues around you, whether it's a plant from a friend or a picture of your pet, whatever it is, I think feed yourself in order to change the world. And then I think I referred to earlier the whole idea of hustle. You got to hustle every day, and we use the word as a verb. Hustle is an attitude. Actually, one of my favorite quotes is by a guy named Darwin Deason. Hustle is an attitude that affects the very way we do business. I think that's really important to remember. And then finally, people. Golly, hang out with people smarter than you, because they'll make you do your best work. And if you have certain guiding principles that really you never waver from, and that people know when they get to know you. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not going to try to surprise somebody, and I am who I am. And, you know, I there are certain things that make me the way I am. And so if I can be true to those principles, those four principles every day, then I'm good to go. Or as we say around here, we're good to grow.
Good to grow. I love that. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to, like, you're dropping so many knowledge bombs. I'm trying to write them all down. But just to repeat what you just said, be your own customer, grow gratitude. Hustle is an attitude. Say that quote again.
Hustle. Yeah. Use the word as a verb, right?
Yes.
And so hustle is an attitude that affects the very way we do business. And that's by a guy named Darwin Deason. You know, it's, and hustle means different things to different people, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's, you know, being the first one at work, surrounding yourself with smarter, more qualified people. I mean, what does hustle mean to you? It's going to be different for everybody. But I think don't do something unless you're willing to hustle to get it. You don't enter a race unless you want to win.
100%. And I think I've been thinking about hustle a lot lately because I think when I was younger, I had the wrong definition of hustle for myself. I've always prided myself of being a very hard worker, but like hustle, I felt like almost had to hurt. Like it had to, I had to hustle so hard that I would like, I would, you know, fall down exhausted and not take care of myself because I was working so hard for this whatever goal I was trying to achieve. But hustle really means finding what lights you up so much that you can't stop, that like it's just joy and it fuels you to actually work hard and try to support the dream, right? Like there's a subtle shift there.
And you love what you do.
Right.
And you love who you do it with, mm-hmm. which I think is great.
Totally. Oh, man, I love that. And the people smarter than you, I mean, that's like one of the oldest sayings is surround yourself with, you are a average of the five people you spend the most time with. I've always thought about it in relation to my friendships, but that's real. You know, if you're surrounding yourself with people smarter than you, they're going to help elevate your business.
Right. And you know what? I'm just thinking as you said that, let's think about plants. So you put, you know, five plants in a pot and they're all striving to reach the sun and they all have roots going down to get the nutrition that they need. So it's, they're all fighting to be the best, but they're working together in tandem. You know, there's so many great analogies between plants and business, right? It's so fun to kind of be in a company that brings the two together.
Totally. And speaking of your company, I would love to hear about the journey from having the like seed of a thought of maybe I'll make an online company that helps people grow herbs and vegetables to this like thriving garden of a company you have now. Like, can you kind of take us along that journey of those steps?
Absolutely. And anybody who is starting a business, just be prepared to pivot when you need to.
Yeah.
I mean, it changes all the time. But what never changes is the vision and the mission. And that is to help people find success in the garden. And so, you know, what is Gardenuity? People ask me that all the time. And at its core, we're recommendations are really at the core of our customer service and our customer experience. Mm-hmm. So we match gardens to people and deliver it to your door. And the number one thing with growing vegetables and herbs, the challenge is people plant at the wrong time in the wrong soil. And we kind of help them do that. And nobody else is doing it. So we always, you know, we have a couple things that we talk about the office. And one is we are moving from zones to zip codes. So for people who understand gardening, they all know what zone they're in and they know all that kind of stuff. But we're moving it down to a granular level from zone to zip code. And I think that is, we're transforming the gardening industry. And I think technology is certainly one of the most exciting gardening tools that we use every day. From where we started to where we are now is totally different.
Yeah, and what was the thought? Like, what was the initial thought that you had?
The initial thought was kind of to be a whole gardening boutique, right? Okay. And not only to have garden-inspired scents and candles and skincare, but vegetables. And we realized that that's not really the smartest way to grow a business. I mean, it brings a lot of different passions under one roof, but the truth is you got to be really solid in what you want to share with a wider audience. Mm. And ours is helping people be successful and find success with growing vegetables. I mean, truly the joy that you get when somebody says, I grew that, you know, and they're serving it to you to eat is beyond. I mean, it's so exciting. And yeah. One of my favorite customer stories is a gal said, okay, so you tore me up, beat me down. I went ahead and planted some radishes, and I still don't like radishes, but they grew, and I harvested them. And even though I don't like the taste of them, when I go into Whole Foods now, I am really appreciative of the farmers who make them available to me 52 weeks a year. So yeah. Julie and I think, okay, wow, we went on a lot of levels there. This woman saw how exciting it was to plant a seed, nurture it, and 30 days later harvest something that she could feed her family. That's just pretty cool in itself. Mm-hmm. But it's also, she has a gratitude for people who make convenience for all of us every day possible. I mean, just think if there were no fresh vegetables on any of the grocery store shelves.
Yeah.
I mean, what stores would be different. Life would be different. And I think that growing that gratitude has never not been a part of what Julie and I have set out to do.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. So, God, I just want to, like, digest that for a minute.
Yeah, it's a lot, right? I mean, it's maybe you hear a lot about these great businesses of extraordinary leaders under 30 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I'm the first to read about them and applaud them and talk about them and celebrate them. But I also think there's something about leaders over a certain age. I mean, Julie and I are 50, right? Mm-hmm. So you lead a little bit different when you're 50. Because I think you bring the experiences that you have to the table every day, and you're raw. And I think the experiences at 50 are going to be a little bit different than at 25. They're not better. They're not worse. They're different. And I think to draw from all of your life experiences makes for a really good foundation of a business.
Yeah. And you've also seen the business change so much.
A lot.
Right? Like none of us are really, we haven't really experienced that since we've kind of just been growing up in this new like age of technology.
Right.
Just like a lot of us, I mean, the biggest thing I'm realizing is how disconnected people are to their food, because some people don't understand the package of basil you buy at the grocery store. Like, in theory, I'm sure people understand it's grown, but they don't understand like really what takes that basil, like the care and effort that takes that basil to get grown and harvested and transported, and how long it's been cut off of the, off of its, you know, plant parent. And
that's right.
You know, it's really important.
No, I think that I actually had an opportunity to see some geraniums, and this farmer who, you know, sells geraniums to retailers nationwide. They get these, what they call plugs, from Florida, and they plant the plugs that are, you know, teeny tiny, and they move them six different times over the next 11-week to 12-week progression. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, they do it by hand, and they change pot sizes, and each stage needs different requirements. So I said, oh my gosh, what are those retail for? And he goes, well, they sell them, you know, for about $12.95. And I said, if the customers knew how much care and concern and hand-holding went into those plants for 12 weeks, they'd be willing to pay $50 for them. I mean, mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there's kind of a disconnect. The plants that people are buying at these beautiful stores like the Sill, I mean, oh my gosh, somebody has cared for them from a cutting all the way to where they look beautiful in your living room. And that's no different from these great lettuce collections that we're sending or whatever it might be. I mean, plants take care. And thank goodness there's people out there who are making them convenient for all of us.
Totally. This summer, I had the opportunity to volunteer on a farm, and our assignment was to weed carrots, like organically grown carrots. And when mm-hmm. we showed up, the weeds were way larger than the actual carrot stems. And the painstaking activity of in the heat, standing there, pulling the weeds out, protecting these delicate little carrot, like small little sprouts, was incredible. I mean, the level of hard work, I'll never look at a carrot the same. And I know you guys have carrots too. I love your carrot bags.
But you're right. You have this appreciation when you see them on a grocery store.
Yeah.
So Julie and I, building this company, we knew we wanted to grow gratitude. Mm-hmm. And what better business environment to be in than the horticultural industry and helping grow gratitude.
Oh, I love that. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. So you started out, you started out with this like wider idea and then pared down to herbs and vegetables. And then what did that, it also sounds like you kind of transitioned to the online concept and like a larger kind of brick and mortar store. So like, what did that transition kind of look like?
We were actually never a brick and mortar store. I have brick and mortar experience. Mm-hmm. We always knew we wanted to be digital.
Okay.
And I think that is exciting, because I think what we do is we deliver a convenience and we curate for people. And so, you know, I think that this recommendation selling is important, and we've got this matching technology that is proprietary to us, and we make it,
we make
a love connection between you and your plants, but you fall in love if it works, right? I mean,
totally.
My gosh, whether it's for your very first time or you're doing it over and over again, people are falling in love with gardening. You know, when you harvest something, it's just cool. It is just fun.
It's just fun. It's just good old fun. And it's planting stuff is just good old fun. Really? Like,
that's exactly right.
Because the funny part is, too, sometimes, you know, we can like wax poetic on how deep and like all of the lessons you learn from plants. But there's also just like a sensory moment in our body that connects us back to like when humans were formed, that formed perfectly to exist in nature. Like, there's just something that triggers in your body that just makes you feel good.
That's exactly right.
Right?
100% agree.
It's so
true.
Deep and so simple at the same time.
But we all want to have, now everybody's so scheduled. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have friends who actually put on their kids' schedule playtime. fun time. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
You know, if we have to, if we're all that scheduled, how can we put that moment of being present and mindful of nurturing? And so, you know, the way we do gardening, you have your whole garden shipped to your door. It's curated for you. And you know, technology helps you throughout the grow process, but you're up and growing. And how long did it take you? 45 minutes to get your whole garden set up. So I think that that's kind of combining two different worlds.
Do you have any like super practical advice for people who might want to move into an online, maybe someone who wants to start a little online plant shop for their like rare houseplant cuttings or some sort of online shop, since you are the expert of like curating your own algorithm, matchmaking algorithm? Any advice for someone who wants to move into the online space?
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
just,
you know,
like,
sometimes
as simple as hire a web developer and just figure it out.
The truth is, with technology packages out there today, to kind of put your toe in the water, you don't have to hire somebody else. I mean, you don't have to know a lot about coding. There are so many great tools out there that, you know, I'm sure everyone has a friend who they could say, okay, over a glass of wine, or if I treat you to a really good dinner, give me some tricks. Mm-hmm. I mean, from Shopify to, I mean, there's so many tools where you can get started, but I think it's about storytelling. So if you're passionate about this one product, tell the story of why, because that story is going to resonate with other people. And, you know, you share experiences through stories, right? I mean, how many dinner parties or lunch meetings do you have where you're just talking numbers or you're just talking statistics? You talk about, you know, not that you made a great ratatouille last night, but, oh my gosh, I made this great vegetable ratatouille, and it was from my grandmother's recipe, and she used to grow her own eggplant when she lived in Philly. And, I mean, it's the story that people remember, not just the end product. So if you want to start a business, start with a story, start with the why.
And start with why, going back to your customers, the very first piece of advice you gave us. So can we talk a little bit about customer service? And I know that's hugely important to you guys, how you go about it, and any examples you might want to share for the budding planty entrepreneur.
So we've got a whole GrowPro team of partners. So not only are GrowPros are there to help everybody throughout their growing journey. But customer experience doesn't end just when the product's delivered. Mm-hmm. That's when the journey begins. And so our GrowPro partners, they watch the weather for you. And if the weather in your area is going to affect what you're growing in your zip code, then you're going to get a notification. And if that's good service, I mean, if you have a friend who calls to say, hey, I know you're going to Susie's barbecue, there's a big wreck on the 101,
right,
then you're going to take an alternate route, right? And that's a good friend to do that. So our GrowPro partners take that down to the granular level and help you throughout your entire growing journey. And I think that's where technology and the human interaction become magic.
So it sounds like with the customer service, you should approach customer service as developing a long-term relationship with the customer, not just a one-off purchase. Because
absolutely,
if you develop that relationship, that customer is also probably going to come back the next time they want to, in your case, maybe try growing radishes instead of carrots. But for someone else who's building some other sort of planty business, like, you want to be the person that they keep coming back to. And
that's exactly right.
And I do love, too, having a human behind the phone that, you know, you can get on the phone with or send an email with or through your messaging system. Having that human next level customer service that isn't just like some sort of bot that's like your response bot with like the catered whatever answers to questions that they pre-put in, it really does make such a difference. So I think for anyone looking to build a company in the plant space, like especially with people who probably haven't grown whatever you're selling or might need help installing whatever you're selling, like, it's going to be really important to have that personal touch.
I agree. 100%. It's that concierge service. And I think that, you know what, that's pretty new to the vegetable gardening industry. I mean, how many big box retailers do you go into where they actually follow up with you after you've made the purchase? Totally. It's kind of like if, you know, the wedding dress industry makes magic. When you go in and get fitted for a dress, you know, they work with you all the way through. And then they're there the day of the big day. Then they take it and get it heirloomed or whatever it is that they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so I think that kind of service can now go into different industries. And now we're making that available in the horticultural industry.
I love that. And I love you guys. So I want to ask, I want to ask my final question, but through a specific lens for you. So why do you think everybody in the world needs to try growing something edible in their lives at least once?
Because it inspires gratitude and happiness and makes you appreciative of the health you have or the help you want. It's a way to nurture yourself. Others around you, and certainly your community. And I think that it's so fun to be able to say, I grew that.
It really is. I mean, I grew tomatoes, and I had a friend come over and made my mom's bruschetta recipe, but with the tomatoes that I grew. And there was like, it was so fun to be like, yeah, I grew these. It really did add such a level. And it was fun for her too, to kind of experience my like sharing that really special piece of thing that I've worked hard on, you know?
Everybody says they taste better. They do taste better. But the truth is, to be able to say, I grew that. Nobody ever in this life would not want to tell somebody if they grew something, because it is just cool. It's like, why do people get trophies and leave them out for people to see? I mean, seriously, know, if I grow something, I'm telling you.
I love it.
And when you grow something, you know, if you muddle fresh mint for your mojito, I think it kind of makes it healthy. If you put fresh, you know, apple mint on a big piece of chocolate cake, you know, I'm thinking it makes it kind of okay, kind of like a side salad.
No, totally. I actually was listening to a health podcast, and this doctor who was on the podcast was saying that herbs actually are more nutrient dense, like cilantro is more nutrient dense than kale. Like when you look at it on a very small, like part basis. Isn't that so interesting?
Absolutely. It's just good and fun.
It's just good and fun. Well, where can we all find you? I want to encourage everyone to go to the Gardenuity website and just type your zip code in just to see what you can grow. It really is so fun. Where can we find you guys on all the social medias?
Gardenuity.com. And Gardenuity actually stands for Ingenuity in Gardening.
I love it.
So it's Gardenuity.com.
And if you do get something, you can use the code BLOOM at checkout to get a free gourmet garden-inspired salt. Donna, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you. It was so fun being here.
Well, there it is, plant friends. I hope you took at least one planty nugget that you can bring into whatever type of work environment you call your profession. That is just one of my favorite things about all of you planty listeners. You all just have such varied and interesting things that you do professionally, mostly outside of the plant space. But I love that although we all live all over the world, we all do different things professionally. We're different ages, different genders, different races. We are all unified by this wonderful passion for plants. And I feel so honored to be a part of this community. So I wish you the plantiest of weeks, and hope that until next time, you keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to join the Bloom and Grow Garden Club, head over to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club to join the planty fun. When you join, you get a free download of the Keep Blooming print that Molly Mansfield made exclusively for us, and you will also get an email with the password to the private Facebook group, which is what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is pretty amazing. For behind-the-scenes scoop, plant tips I learn along the way, and sneak peeks of future episodes, follow me on Instagram at @bloomandgrowradio. And plant friends, I'm here for you. So drop me a line if you have an idea for an episode, live event, or maybe if you're a planty business looking to sponsor the show. I'm always here to help you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.